about it. No, Matt.
What's the trial?
People already don't believe you, even though you wrote it in black.
Yeah. I'm married! I'm married!
Wallahi, okay. She's not lying.
2, 1!
Oh, my scarf came off.
MC. She's actually main character.
Wallahi,
the world stops when a scarf comes off.
Do you want me to go with my hijab off?
Yes.
That says a lot about you.
That's his commitment. Oh. To the people.
Yeah, it does. I can't.
Yeah. Episode of 2024. Aisha, Dua, tell us what's in store in 2024.
We hit 100. You know, smile. Aisha was subscribed. I was trying to catch up, but she was going
so like.
Well, I rewind. I was trying to catch up. Oh. Trying to get the ribbon.
Tell us, guys, what's in no, Aisha?
To be fair, it's only been like 5 days.
I'm asking you what you've achieved in 2024. I'm saying what's in store.
No, I'll tell you what we achieved, though.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, I didn't ask.
I'll tell you what we achieved.
Go on.
100K on the YouTube.
What else?
100K on the TikTok.
What else?
Did we hit 150 on Insta yet?
I don't know. Yeah, we did.
150 on the Insta.
Yay! And by the way, guys, we say 500, 150, we mean K.
Yeah. I don't think they were thinking.
What?
I don't think they were thinking.
Come on,
three
now,
digits.
The guys. Come on, like, we're big girls.
Some people might think like 500.
We're not little fish. We're not little fish. We're
100.
Yeah, that's true. Huh? To be fair. Yeah. But shout out to you guys. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to you guys. 3 times over. Because what? How could you be here without our little people? Our little girls and boys watching on the other side of the screen. I love you guys so much. And I love you guys for supporting us for these 2 or 3 years of my life.
Aww. Has it been 3 years, guys?
Well, not yet, but soon.
This year is going to be our 3rd year.
Yeah, the veterans, wallahi. It's time to quit.
It's time to actually hang our boots up.
I should really hang them.
Aisha's boots are already off, and that's one of the literally foul stench.
It's your top lid.
I know it's not.
And I also want to say thank you so much to the supporters, because you've been here from the start.
You know what's crazy?
I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to ruin
your No, her moment actually went and
oh my
died.
God, I'm so sorry.
You stabbed her moment. Oh
my God. I don't mind if the world gets sad at the music's best. Anyways, guys, I do quickly want to promote who has given me this jumper today. Oh. As you can see, it says Palestine.
Free Palestine. Palestine.
It's backwards.
Yes.
And the girls also got hoodies, so shout out to them. I'm going to put that right below.
But Aisha hasn't given us our hoodies. She's gatekeeping our hoodies, yeah.
In the car, you can collect it when you're done. Oh, speaking of, I will say that there's also a journal that I wanted to plug everyone, and 100% of the proceeds will be going to charity. So Aisha will put an insert of the picture here, and the link will be down below.
Also, what I want
to say. It's an amazing journal.
Yes, it is an amazing journal because I have looked at it and I have it at home.
And this jumper.
Have you used it?
This jumper is 100% proceeds going to charity as well. So, guys, please check out the page. And obviously, free Palestine.
Free Palestine. So it's backwards, guys.
Free
honestly.
Sudan. Free Congo. Yes. Free Afghanistan. Free all the countries. And all the people that say, why are you not speaking up for Sudan? Be quiet, because you don't know what I'm doing behind the scenes.
I can't lie.
I should use my platform. So
no, do a shout, because you've been doing the most.
Yeah.
Don't let these lot like make you think, overthink yourself. You've been doing a lot.
No, but I haven't though.
But you have though.
Do is being humble, guys. Do it on her own. Raise 4,000 in just
in
a
one
night,
day.
In one night alone. Like, can we get a takbir?
A waffle bun.
Guys, if you do want to donate, I will actually just plug it in the comments below. If you want to donate, and all the proceeds will go to the charities in Sudan. I will personally send it over to my family, and they will distribute in Sudan for all the people that need. And obviously, if you don't know what's happening Sudan, we'll leave links down below, but there is a massive genocide, war, everything happening there as well. So educate yourself, girls.
Yeah. And guys, I would love to preface, I would love to just let everyone know, that when you do charity, a lot of the time it's in private. So you assuming that Dua hasn't done anything is actually a good thing, because she's been doing her charity in private. It's not there to be, you know, spread about and like for
not
her
just
to show
me, guys,
about it.
Everyone
is doing that.
Yes, it's my country, but these two as well. Like, Jemmy, we don't have to speak about it, but I do get that.
Just to play devil's advocate.
No, I do
we
get
do
that.
Have a responsibility.
No one has to raise awareness. And I but think she has been doing that.
And she has, honestly, the people that left those comments were people that are not on our page. But yeah, I was going to mention the Sudan situation is particularly difficult because there's not a lot of charities on the ground.
That's why
when I'm putting my details down below, it's because there's no charity. So I will personally take it on. It's an oath from me, and I've made the oath to Allah that I will not spend that money. If you guys trust me, you trust me.
Guys,
I'm just going to send it to my family there. I still have family there that are on the grounds, and obviously they'll distribute it equally. Yeah. So inshallah.
You're still doing it, right?
I'll do it again. Like,
I think we should just for now, because we have so many new subscribers.
Yeah, new subscribers.
That probably want to donate. So we'll put it in the description, guys, for those that want to actually
I'll
donate.
Put my PayPal and my account details for those in the UK, and PayPal for everyone that's abroad. So love you guys. Remember, charity does not decrease wealth, and we're going straight into the episode.
Anyway, guys, so last year, mm-hmm. all of us actually made a vision board, and it was in December 2022. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we all thought to ourselves, it was on a whim, guys. So we all thought to ourselves, like, why not just do it? Like, we didn't think anything of it, by the way. Like, we didn't think that our goals will actually come into fruition. Yeah. So then in 2023 December, we actually all met up and just like showed each other our vision boards.
Yeah. Random day, by the way.
Like, random day. We
put so much ambitious stuff on there, guys. Like, genuinely.
Honestly, guys, and honestly, I get goosebumps now thinking about it. But oh my god, there was a picture I put on the vision board, and I'm gonna go.
You lot are not.
Bam!
No, it needs to be there for longer. Go.
Bam! Anyway, guys, on the vision board, I literally wrote down own studio. And if you're a loyal supporter, you would know that last year we just had a lot of issues with like having a space, filming our podcast. Like, we just didn't have anywhere to film.
Yeah.
And it obviously showed in our content because we didn't film for about 8 months.
Yeah.
And so I was like just praying and like wishing for our own studio.
Yeah.
And I just put a random picture that I found on the internet.
This is
of
a picture again
podcast.
For context.
Yeah.
And now look around, guys.
What's the difference? Ooh, what does that look like?
Oh my god.
What's that, guys? This sofa's quite nice.
This wall looks a bit familiar.
Do you know what I mean? Calm down.
It's not, I did not put my vision board that you're going to die.
Yeah.
Sorry. Breathe in.
Yeah, the only difference, guys, is the mics. And that's only because they've got fresh mics. But if you look at the last episode, it's quite literally the exact same studio.
Yep.
Guys.
And the weirdest thing about it.
My God. The weirdest
thing about it, Cube has several podcast
this is
studios,
called Cube
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. This place has several podcast studios.
Yeah.
The exact picture that Mula used was this exact room. Who would have thought?
Guys, I use a random picture.
Yeah, and extra added context, just so you lot can really get like with the program here. We knew nothing about this entire space.
Nothing about this space.
3 months ago.
14 HQ, like our management, we didn't know nothing about anything, guys.
How did we end up here? Allah, you are so subhanallah, merciful.
You're so great. Honestly, but guys, the minute that I showed it, no, the minute that I clocked it in the car, I screamed. I was like,
I
just screamed.
What? I actually had goosebumps. It was actually crazy. Like, that's what? Mad. How did you put a picture and like you're literally there?
And guys, it's the fact that we hadn't filmed the podcast in 8 months because we didn't have a space.
Oh.
And the picture that I use as inspiration to get a space is the room that we're in now. Imagine.
Oh, and everything happens for a reason, because 8 months ago we thought a specific space was for us. It was not for us.
Wasn't.
It was not written for us. Yeah. It was never going to be ours. And here we are, bigger, better than ever.
Make a vision board, guys. Make a vision board, please.
You know what's so crazy about Muna's vision board?
What?
There was another thing that came true on there.
Oh.
What?
There was another thing.
Wait, was I not in this conversation?
I can't announce it. She has
to. There was another thing that was actually on there.
Oh.
So there was the picture. So just for context, by the way.
Massive elephant is in the room right now. He's huge. Address him.
He's fat.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Anyway.
Big thing. Sorry.
Anyway, guys, just for context, here's a vision board. Right there is the podcast studio. Just above it, what is that?
Oh my god, what is it?
It's a goat in the white dress.
And guess what? It happened. So all your comments, please stop.
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie, guys. I genuinely just wanted a year to myself.
Yeah.
That's why
I
didn't announce
it. It's been like 8 months.
Yeah, it's been like, I've married for like 8 months. But I genuinely just wanted. Thank you very much. I wanted. By the way, guys, the title is not Moon's Getting Married. I'm not gonna put any attention. No, it's not.
In fact, I'm gonna put the wedding
photo.
No,
you're not. I've got access to YouTube as well, so I can change that quickly.
Catch me if you can.
Anyway, guys, I'm not using that as clickbait. Yeah, I got married, boohoo, womp womp. Do you get it? Anyway.
Guys, it's so funny. Moon has actually been married for a hot minute and none of you knew.
Allah mubarak.
But yeah, guys, I genuinely just wanted.
Yeah,
facts.
Honestly, Moona, I'm shaking your hand and I applaud you because well done.
Yeah.
Honestly, you did that for yourself.
Facts. I didn't want to announce it now, but I had to because of certain.
You guys ruined it for her.
You ruined it, I can't lie.
She never wanted to announce that, but then again, you kind of have to at a certain point.
No, do you know what it is? I wanted a year to myself. Just a year just for me to just breathe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't lie. You had a good run.
Moona will never be that person that, you know, capitalizes off it or capitalizes clickbait. And that's why she didn't do it. And that's why she wants to call herself. And guys, boohoo, sorry you didn't find out earlier. But guess what? You're not entitled to know everything about influencers' lives.
Yeah, honestly.
I just called us influencers.
That's disgusting.
Just got it. I didn't mean that.
But yeah, guys, I'll be honest. I'll be honest, guys. This is genuinely the most I'll ever talk about it. Yeah. So if you ask questions, it's not going to get answered. I'm so sorry.
And
I love you all, but that's it.
Yeah, really and truly, you're not even going to know about it unless you watch this video. And the only people that watch this video
our truth supporters. Exactly. Yeah.
Shout out to the podcast.
Shout out to the podcast family, yeah. Man. You lot actually you
guys,
run, man.
Yeah. That's why you guys deserve to know first.
Yeah.
Even though she did comment on a TikTok,
but yeah. She had to.
I had to, man. I was getting so hot. But anyway, guys, it's our little secret. Only we know. Ooh. Anyway. Next topic, because I'm getting the ick.
All right, I do want to say on my production, I ruined it. On my vision board, there was production. Okay, there was. And here we are, a year later.
No, can you give yourself credit? Okay. Start again.
Okay, start that again. Okay. So I also had a vision board. Woo! Unfortunately, not a lot of things went right. But
No, I'm not letting that get airtime.
Why?
Because guys, in a vision board, you have to read between the lines. A lot of stuff that you had.
Okay, but can I speak to them?
A lot of right now you're silent. Sorry. A lot of the things that you had in your vision board came into fruition.
Black Lives Matter.
Stop being that girl.
They do.
And give yourself props.
Facts. Yes, thank you very much. That's where I was going, but you just didn't let me.
No, because I don't like the way that you started.
I was about to say that.
Start better.
Okay, that's
thank
true.
Thank you. Go.
No, thank you. You gave me a push start. Mm. In life, not everything will go your way.
It's always in life. Go on.
In life, not everything will go your way, guys. And that is the beauty of it. You don't know what is happening and you don't know what's next. It's like, ooh, catch
you
off
plan,
guard.
But
Allah plans. And who's the best of planners? Allah, the Almighty. You are not the best of planners. So stop trying to plan your life because it will never go your way. And that's that. And I'm happy it went the way it did. And I'm grateful to Allah. And this is the plan that was written for me. And I'm happy with this plan.
Oh my God, I don't know what I'm like. Just his eyes. Can you see?
Her face starts to go red. She said that all in like
she
a
has
world,
tears in her eyes, guys.
Oh my God.
Which shows a seriousness of the situation. Yeah, it's serious.
It's just, you know what I mean? Like, stop planning. Because, like,
yeah, it's true.
That's
it's
not
true.
How life works. Yeah. Yes, you can have visions and you can have ambitions and you can have things that you want to strive to be. Mm. But if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the 100%. World.
I wouldn't say stop planning, though. I'd say plan, but trust Allah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would say have goals, but obviously. Trust Allah to make those goals happen.
Exactly.
And even if it doesn't happen, I'm just trying to focus on if it doesn't happen, it's okay.
Yeah.
I said it.
It was meant to not happen for it to be a better plan later on. Yeah. So you're winning either way.
So this is a lane. We're all in the lane.
Just losing her hands.
Oh, there's people out there that are visual learners.
That's true.
I am a visual learner.
And there's also people out there that are blind.
And that's why this is also an audio podcast.
And that's why there's subtitles. I shot.
Crazy. I'm not editing all that.
We will start to put subtitles to the videos. But anyways, this is a line, yeah? You are going in a line. If you get strayed that way, guess what? The end goal of that line is way better than this line that you drew for yourself.
He's pushing the bar that way.
He's pushing the bar that way. Just go that way. You get what I mean. If you don't get what I mean, it's okay because you will one day.
Yeah. Also, guys, I just want to just emphasize, read between the lines, because if you think that a goal hasn't actually happened, it has. You just have to think deeper. You get it?
In a specific way.
Like, exactly.
You're not reading between the lines.
100%.
Remember, it is not about the destination. It is about
the journey.
The journey. Right. Yeah, 100%.
Is that the other way around?
No.
It's not about the journey.
It's about the destination.
It's definitely about
why would it ever be about the destination?
It's always about the journey.
It's not about the
always about the journey, Aisha. The highs and the lows.
It's about the journey, though, because technically it's about the destination.
Aisha, but
the journey
is about the highs and the lows amazing. Because you learn.
That's why we're right now.
Is that a spot or a high five? Oh. My hair scarf feels very soft today.
It's not about the destination.
There you go. You got this.
Did I get it wrong again?
Aisha.
It's about the destination.
No, it's not.
It's not about the destination. I've told you this twice. One more time, Aisha.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
And you got there in the end.
And you suffered because you ate my spud. That's why you suffered right now. You hear that?
You know what else is suffering?
What? My breath. Yeah.
That's crazy. It's like you have to get there before the person
comes
there.
I have to. Sniper!
Sniper!
It's sniper. I would like to just highlight something that was on your vision board.
I love highlights.
That you don't... Why are you laughing at me?
It's always my favourite thing to do.
And you love football highlights? Oh. Football girl? Anyway, I want to have something on your vision board, because a lot of your vision board was covered by money.
Oh.
It was just covered with money,
But you know what? But I visualised myself being rich last 100%. Year, and I wasn't. And I
understand that, but guess what? You're richer this year than last year.
No, not really.
I mean, no. You're richer in 2023 than 2022. And I'll tell you why. Because
you're
the opportunities.
You're richer in life.
You're richer in Dean. You're richer in brand deals. You're richer in knowledge. You're richer in your personality. Richer in your looks. Woo! DM her. Salam app. Muzmat. Let's not talk about marriage.
Okay. Anyways, guys, she's absolutely right. And you have to read between the lines. And sometimes... it's okay, just be humble.
Yeah.
I put 85% picture of money. It's not realistic, is it then?
No, it is realistic. No, but the thing is, though, is that you know, money comes in increments. 85%. Money comes in increments, do you get it?
Yeah.
So read between the lines. It's coming in installments, do you get it?
Not just that, but a lot of people's vision boards are about their current circumstance.
Yeah, I was about to say, the only reason why I put the money is because I needed a big space to cover the 2023 and it was money.
I'll be honest, we actually all put money down. Do you get it?
I am happy with and without money. It's not something I'll ever, like, you know what I mean? I'm not like killing myself for it. But if it's there, I'll absolutely take that with both hands.
Yeah. 100%.
So Brand, do shout me. I am ready.
Willing to do.
At your service. All right, moving on. Ashley, what was on your vision?
What was your vision bill? Yeah. Oh my god. There you go. Let's go back to the podcast, yeah? Well, I'm on the bus at a big age. And guess what? Stopped being on the bus. Because her vision board had a call.
It did. Wait, that's so cute.
Isn't that so cute?
That's so cute. It's like when you look at your old... You know what we should start doing?
What?
Oh my god, you know what we should start doing?
Go on.
Look at our old videos.
I was about to say, you were looking at your old
album. Never,
Write a letter to yourself in a year's time.
That email thing.
Yep.
Should we do that, guys?
We should do that.
And everyone do it with us. We're going to put the link in the bio, guys. Go into the link. Everyone write yourself an email for
that's
next year and read
it. That's such a good
it.
One. Yeah. No, seriously, handshake me.
Okay. Yeah, that was actually really good.
Oh my god.
Make sure it's in the shop.
Group one.
Can I have one? Make sure it's in the shop.
No, guys, that's such a good idea.
That was a good one.
Because the position you're in a year from now is always so drastically different.
Yeah.
Always gonna be different. Even if you don't believe, even if your circumstances are still the same, something has changed.
You have, whether it's your mindset, whether it's people around you, like something's changed.
There's always growth. She's richer in knowledge.
Strength.
Unity, guidance,
peace, and love.
That's so true.
That is a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to write yourself a letter, including you, Sadie, in the back. Say hi again because I don't know if I got a cough.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sadie's in the back, guys.
Oh my God. Sadie has vision board a year ago as well.
Yeah.
But that's where she's at now.
Yeah, we can't bring her business to light. Yeah.
Taking a shower.
No, but just for reference, like, guys, it's true.
Vision
like,
boards do come to life, and that's why they're called vision boards. Have a vision so the vision can
have a vision, but with that. Because we don't believe in manifestation.
Obviously
we
not.
Definitely
obviously
not. We believe in manifestation. True God.
True. Guidance.
The one and only.
Peace and unity. But guys, honestly, I feel like a vision board, you just unconsciously, even if you're not actively doing anything, you unconsciously actually know, like, it's just me.
Like you're striving towards it.
I feel like all of my goals, I did it unconsciously. Do you get it? Like, I didn't think that oh my God, guys, also...
Oh my God, what?
Oh, I know. On all of our vision boards,
3, 2,
was
1.
A
100K.
On YouTube.
And guys, that was such a reach
that
for us.
That was genuinely an optimistic vision.
We genuinely didn't think we'd catch it.
That was genuinely such a reach for us because this time last year, January, quite literally, we were on, I think, 40K, 42K, 44K. Yeah.
100%.
So we just thought 100K, it's a big goal, but I don't know if you can reach it.
Do you know what's wild is we're now on 140K.
I know.
100K later.
We're on 150K.
And on December 1st...
I'm thinking about Instagram.
Humble yourself. Guys, on December 1st, we were literally on 60K. We've almost tripled a month later.
Do you know what? We have to give people their flowers. It's always the support around you that will put you in the place that you are in. So
100%.
If you're listening right now, we love you guys with all our heart. We love you guys for believing us when no one did.
Everyone give a shout out to Kyle in our comments. Leave a green heart.
But it would have been nothing without Mo as well.
Yes.
Huss's creative
director. Bobby, Bobstar, we love you.
Sadia being the manager.
Sadia.
She's working day and night.
Working like a dog. Day and night.
Guys, I just want, you know what, yeah? This comment section is not about us this time. I need everyone to put in the comments so that they can see this and they can feel the love. 14HQ heart.
Yes.
Please, guys, I'm begging you. Just one request. Honestly. Show them the love because we are not who we are without them. And that's what happens sometimes 100%. In life. You need the right push. And
exactly.
The right push comes from the right people.
And I also just want to say, if any content creators out there, you've seen our growth in such a short amount of time, that's all 14HQ.
Yeah.
Chat to them. Email them. Email down below. I'll be honest.
Like your business.
I'll be honest, guys. Let the business grow because I'm so sorry. Almost triple in a month is crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
And it's all down to our production.
Now, obviously, like, we have talent in that. We've got talent ourselves.
We must.
But also the production.
And we must always bring it back to Allah. So do put the Allahumma barakas in the chat. Thank you very much, because nothing actually would have been possible without
100%.
Our Lord, Allah.
Period.
And if you're not Christian, God.
100%. And it also helps that 4HQ are Muslim.
Huh? I said if you're not Christian. I meant if you're not Muslim. And that too, actually. When everyone's on the same page,
it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss, honestly. I should put inside a chef and him kissing someone.
Are you kissing a chef?
Not me, not me.
You want to kiss a chef? Just kiss me.
Oh!
You do not be.
Anyway.
chef is not, no.
Chef is not bake. Chef don't bake. Yeah, but you know what? I should still bake. Oh. More on different pages different right now. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Anyways, back to today's... What are we speaking about today?
You know what's bad, actually, guys? Is we weren't actually meant to do this topic today. We were actually meant to talk about Reddit stories.
Yeah. And you know what's so mad? Do you know, in our last podcast, just so let's even think about, we literally said we are not talking about our goals, our visions.
No, but we haven't. No. We're speaking about last year.
No, but we kind of are, though. Like, but do you know what it is, though? I'm so glad that we grew, because that was so...
I'm so glad we had that talk.
Like, immature of us.
She ate that. Oh, my God. Oh, you're hungry because you ate that.
Elmo.
You ate it out.
Elmo?
That's not Elmo, that's the, what's her name?
It's the girl from Family Guy.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, you're right.
From
Meg.
Family Guy, right?
No.
Meg.
Not Meg.
I was going to say, it was very immature of us in the last episode to literally say, we're not talking about goals or visions, like, ugh. Because we just felt demotivated.
We were thinking personally, though.
Yeah.
And, like, we put that on there. I'm sorry, guys. We project a lot.
We do project
whatever
a lot.
Whatever we feel, you must feel.
Yeah.
Please don't take anything I say seriously, ever.
Yeah. But goals matter. So do them.
Yeah, goals do matter, guys. And it helps you work towards something. And without a goal, you will feel a bit lost. So make sure you write goals. Even if it's for this week, I want to write a goal of something on my to-do list. That's a goal. You're working towards something. Yeah. So write goals so it can move.
What's that thing, guys? What's that thing that I found on TikTok about how we need... I can't articulate as good as he did.
It's okay, try.
I can't.
I believe in you.
Do you believe in me?
You can.
Okay. So what he said was that... we as a community need to celebrate our little wins. So, for example, on a to-do list, even if you do one thing on that list, you've reached a goal. You've done something.
You're right.
Celebrate that. Right.
Oh my God, I remember
there was a better wording for it, though. Yes, I you're going to do it better, so please take over, Matt.
I'm nervous because you triggered the memory. Okay, I needed to be reminded.
But I forgot the wording of it.
Okay, this is what he said. He said, when you set yourself big goals, they are so big, they seem can I finish?
Sorry, I moved so fast. Sorry, Aisha. I've taken two of your moments today. I'm so
when
sorry.
You, no, it's okay. When you have big goals, they seem too hard to reach. So setting yourself smaller goals, achieve more achievable goals, as small as they are, sets you up to achieve that bigger goal.
Thank you very much.
Because the smaller ones seem more. That's when you were supposed to help me.
The smaller ones seem more unrealistic. I'm saying at the time, the smaller ones seem unrealistic, but they're actually not. Is my point.
Nah. I don't think that's what he meant. That weren't it, still.
Take over.
You got this.
That mean?
So, reach.
Tap me in. The smaller ones are going to be reachable because of the fact that you're going towards something.
Give it back.
I should give in. Tap in.
The smaller ones are more realistic because they're stuff that you can do on a daily basis.
Yes. And so, because you're doing it on a daily basis, they accumulate into the bigger goal.
Tap her in. And with that, you can...
Oh my God.
And with that, the 2013 season has come to an end.
Good night.
Guys, have you seen that trend?
Oh, I think I like this better life.
Anyways, guys, you don't know what I mean. I think this is a very motivational first episode of the year, actually.
I think it is too.
Because if we ever feel a bit low, we can just look back at the first
episode. You never watched our podcast back.
Yeah, I don't. You absolutely gagged me again. Second time. Guys, yeah, if you're watching this in November, because remember, guys, we're always going to grow.
Yeah. Okay.
And there will be someone in November watching this. Oh, my God. I'm speaking to a future self. Someone in November 2024 is watching this right now. And if you are, please leave something in the comments so I can remember this moment. But you need to remember what we said in the beginning and let it dictate your life for the rest of the year. It never stops. It never stops 3 months in. It doesn't stop 4 months in. It stops at the end of the year and then you restart.
Classic question. Yeah. Who do you think you'll be in that month?
In November.
Who do you think you'll be? God. This is quite interesting, isn't it?
I'm going to be who you are. I don't know. That's actually a wild question. I'm speaking about
who do you think you will be in November? In 9 months' time?
I think I'll be...
11 months' time.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Could have a job by then.
Damn.
Hopefully a better version of myself.
Inshallah.
That's a cop-out, though.
Oh, yeah, that is a
cop-out. Go on.
You got me there.
Who do you think you'll be?
Dude, let me tap you.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
give me that didn't slap ball.
I know who I'll be.
Oh, go on then.
Damien.
Flipping up.
I think, yeah, that I'll be more confident.
Inshallah. Aww.
And she I just want to. She thinks she's confident. I think I'm confident. I'm not.
She's not. Not yet.
What about confident, guys? I genuinely think that I can speak for all of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I say that, even though we look confident to the camera, we're not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
there's a lot of things that we turn down because we're scared.
Yeah, 100%.
And we also rely on each other for confidence.
Yes. Because I can't be on my own.
If we were sat here on our own, we definitely would not.
I would be at home right now.
I think I'd go cross-eyed. Genuinely. Because of how hard I'm thinking.
What? Let's dissect that.
How hard you're thinking.
I'll be thinking so hard that I'm going cross-eyed.
Oh my god, yeah. But I generally think that in November, we'll get to a stage where we can actually thrive on our own.
I don't think
that. No, wait.
Moon's thinking about her solo career already.
No.
Moon saw one edit and said, yeah, I can make it.
You're taking the piss. No, I'm not saying that we don't already thrive on our own, because each of us have something different about ourselves 100%. That obviously make us ourselves. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that, like, we'll be confident to kind of just, like, say yes to more things.
Yeah, 100%. Get it? I think in November, we will all be at a stage in life where we will look back at this episode and we would be like, what the hell happened in the last 11 months? Because how the hell did we get here?
100%.
And I believe that in my soul, in my heart, and I know that it will happen.
100%.
And I'll read between the lines if it doesn't actually happen.
Yeah.
I'll make something happen.
I believe more in my personal growth than my financial growth. Anyone else?
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Because personal growth will lead to financial growth.
Yeah.
Inevitably.
And personal growth, it's like, I'm in charge of that, kind of. Financial growth, I'm not really, like, I'm in charge of that, but it's like, I don't really have full control over that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we spoke a lot about growth. This topic.
I was about to say money, and it's not really. I don't want them to think that it's about money for
us. No, it's not.
No,
it's
but just, I'm not gonna lie, guys.
To keep it real, if you
to
do
keep
start
it real, money is what makes the world go round. That is literally how you survive and how you live. Like, that's
we've
the
been
reality.
For 2 years, and we have not seen money, so it's actually okay.
No, let's say we have seen money, but just not the money
The money they expect. People think we're rich. We're not.
Yeah,
we're living the same life as you. We're actually ordinary little girls.
Mm.
We actually are, though.
Guys, every single time you lot see us out, we're in the same places. Like, every single time you lot say hi, can we have a picture? We're in the same spaces, guys.
Oh, they ask you for a picture.
They ask you more than me.
I went there.
They asked me more than me. Oh, you wouldn't dare.
I said I wasn't there.
And why is she lying? She said I wouldn't dare because I'm clapped.
She definitely said I wasn't there.
Oh, okay. You're lucky.
Anyways, but yeah.
I want to give everyone a big hug.
Yeah, I just need a deep breath. Can we take a moment of silence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really hope. Oh my god! Nah, your stomach is a paid actor.
Because even Sadia heard that. You've never been that hungry before in your life. Let me know. Why I should tell a little thing. Let me know your ultimate struggle meal today. You're at home, home alone. Parents aren't home.
Okay.
Ooh,
okay. That's right. Let me think. I have a lot of girl dinners, but it's not really a struggle meal.
Not a girl dinner. We need a struggle meal. Like, something that is
a struggle meal.
Something that's so wrong.
That it's like, it just doesn't make
sense. That it shouldn't be right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't have anything that, like, outrageous.
Yeah.
Mine is just 2 boiled eggs.
Oh, that's a struggle
meal. That's a smelly meal.
That's like, a very struggle. Fast,
like, when I get hungry and there's nothing to eat, 2 boiled eggs.
Your farts must really smell.
It just does the job. I don't know why your farts are smelling with eggs still. It's not eggs that make your
mine is actually very ratty. I like a lot of crackers and cheese.
Crackers and cheese?
Yeah. Like, but that's I'm a very ratty girl.
That's giving charcuterie boards.
That's giving girl dinner. I'm talking about struggle meal, like something that's going to sustain you for the night.
I genuinely, that's not like, you. We'll just put a toast in.
Skinny girl.
Toast.
Skinny girl.
Bread, carbohydrates.
Oh, sorry. Do you know what? I would be, you see, like, toast, but, like, not in the way that you would think toast is meant to be.
Don't tell me. You back
ripped
dry.
Up with tea. Back that.
Oh my god, that's such
isn't
a Somali
that a thing.
Thing.
Yeah,
bring
yeah. that
with sugar and
with
tea.
Sugar, yeah.
But you got biscuits, like, yeah.
But now,
the biscuits.
But, it's,
but that was
that,
like
that's
a very
point.
Meal.
It's a struggle meal. There's no biscuits at Yard.
So you're gonna use bread as biscuits.
Food parcels haven't come yet.
Hello Fresh,
bro. Not
did it not blare out?
Not gonna lie, you know that slaps.
You eat what, Sadia?
Yeah, bro, cooked tuna and beans. Guys, cooked tuna and beans, like with like onions, seasoning.
Oh my god, yeah,
bit of peppers.
Beautiful.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
No, that's
no, it's
slaps.
Tomatoes, isn't it?
That's my struggle meal. You know? And that's not even a struggle meal.
That's not struggle.
That's a gourmet meal, bro.
You know what? Alhamdulillah, we've never had to have a proper struggle meal.
Yeah. I mean, rice and ketchup, but.
Yeah, but it's not a struggle.
That's not really a struggle.
You have the option.
I'm a bit like Ashley, you know, little eggs.
Eggs are such a like quick, does the job.
I love boiled
sorts
eggs.
You out. It's either eggs or beans, I'll be real.
I can't lie, guys. I actually used to eat.
The worst two things in the fridge.
Yeah. Guys, I actually used to eat. I don't know if she still eats it, actually. I'm not really in your household. But she used to eat jam and cheese on bread.
Yeah,
and I found
that
so wild.
Like it would do well together.
I can't let Somalis
know
about
this. Yeah.
Low-key sounds like it. Yeah. I'm going to try that.
Now
I'm telling you, it's such
now
a
that
thing.
I'm a cheese board girly, like now that I like cheese boards,
oh my God,
that doesn't
eaten.
Sound too bad.
Trust me, it actually
slaps. It's a bit savoury and sweet put together.
Yeah.
Guys, that's normal.
Like, is it?
Wait.
It.
Yeah.
Jam and cheese? Oh my God, guys, that's
so
silly.
Oh, yeah.
What's that cheese that's got like fruit in it?
The cranberry thing.
The cranberry one.
Oh, I forgot
what it's called though.
Sorry. I'm grabbing my flipping four cheddar and that's about it.
I'm grabbing Tesco Value.
Literally.
Yeah.
You know what? They don't actually have that anymore. It's called Tesco Finest.
No, there was always Tesco Finest.
No, Tesco Value's the...
Your,
if you don't shop there no
more. Your tax bracket
went up,
yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, your tax bracket went up.
You still got Tesco even though it's on the boycott
yes,
list.
Yes, to the point where
is
I asked the essentials.
It's on the boycott list.
Yeah, well,
you know, as
so
why
is.
Well,
is. It's a good thing I live next to Aldi.
It's Tesco on the boycott list.
Yep.
God is essentially what it was, yeah? There was a post office scandal a few years ago. When I say a few years ago, I'm talking about 1999, 2000, yeah?
Like before we were
so
born.
Yeah, basically
ago.
Very, very long time.
Oh, so in the year we were born?
Somewhere. Don't take my word for it.
Do you think it was the 13th of July?
Nah, come and see main character.
13th reason.
Oh.
I don't know about 13th of July.
Was it sure April? Was the 13th of July?
No.
Okay.
Anyways, basically, the government and the post office used to be, the post office basically used to be under the government in the sense where people's benefits used to be paid through the post office and stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah.
And so they
oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So they what do you mean, bro? You were
literally zero months old. Why?
No, but I
that?
Do remember anyways. People getting paid from the post office. Like, they were getting their checks from the post office.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that.
And
like,
they still kind of do it to this day, but not to the same extent.
Mm.
So there's a system that would keep everyone's details on it. And essentially, this computer that kept everybody's details and everybody's, like, bank stuff and their balance, like broke down. It had like a malware function. Malware, what's the thing, bro?
Malfunction.
Yes, that's it.
You said it.
English
though.
Not there.
You said malware function.
Malware. Okay, malfunction.
Malware.
See, the system malfunctioned. Basically, apparently, the system malfunctioned and it made everybody's balances look way below than it were. So some people would be in like -1,000, -10,000, da da da.
And they're on benefits, so it's actually going to hurt them.
Yeah, and also not just that, but the post office started charging these people and saying that they basically committed fraud because their account is showing as if they've stolen money.
Uh-oh.
To the point where people literally were prosecuted and charged. A pregnant woman was sent to jail. And they did not steal this money, guys. It's actually really, really
was
deep.
Was that child born in jail?
I think so, yes. I don't know if she was released or not. One person committed suicide. One 19-year-old was charged. Basically, hundreds of people. Why are you laughing?
I get this story quicker because I'm flipping hungry.
Are you shitting?
No. Her belly's just making noises.
You got to be
it's crushing.
Wait, that's a story.
That is crazy, though. What? What happened? It's a fake story. It's a fake story!
No, that actually genuinely happened.
It's such a bad story!
No, it was a good story.
I didn't have the full details.
Why? It's a good story.
Well, no, guys, I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, because you're one of them.
Oh,
anyway,
you
guys,
literally a prison baby. I was there. I was born in prison.
Yeah.
Damn.
Prison break.
No, but is that an actual thing? Like, people.
Yep, it's an actual scandal.
Wait, so like.
I meant a different question.
Bear man lost their jobs and shit.
Last question. Have they gotten a conversation off that?
Oh, yeah, no. To this day, they haven't. Oh, yeah, this is why it's such a scandal. It's because it was the biggest miscarriage of justice in, like, the UK. Like, it's one
and
of
it's,
the biggest.
And it's still injustice.
And it still is because the people haven't been given their... like, some of them still have sentences on their record and shit.
It's literally a kid that's 24 out there that was born in a prison.
Oh, my God.
And I'm here for you. Literally.
We supported
I think
you.
She went to Crest Academy.
On that note...
Wait.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, because that school was full of wrongings.
Oh,
one, two,
oh,
like
three.
Yeah.
When you point
that
out, well. When
remember
you,
that.
Oh, my God.
What did you say?
All your siblings went there as well.
Okay, I said the jaw. Oh, yours didn't.
Yep.
All right, you beat the system.
Yeah. When you
and you also ended the system for you.
Yes, you did.
Crazy.
It ends
when,
with us.
When
can't wait for that movie out.
When you point at someone, you got two fingers pointing
put
at you.
Put that finger down. Because what it is the thumb is pointing back at you, but mine ain't. It's pointing at the camera. Woo! Thank you for watching, guys.
That's actually crazy. Why are your fingers so crooked, eh?
But it's been your boy, Dua.
It's been your boy, Aisha Farah XO on Instagram. Follow her.
That's not even my ad, but it's been your girl, Muna.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to marry... Guys!
What?
We forgot to address our most asked questions!
Oh my god! One, two, three!
Where's
Dua? Oh my god, sorry. You guys can't even take a cue. One, two, three! Where is Dua from?
One, two, three!
Sudan!
Which means she is Sudanese!
And her tribe is Mahas!
I found out it's actually not. I was asking my mum about it. No, Matt.
What's the tribe then?
So true.
No, Dua. Dua, you're such a liar.
No, I am from Mahas, but that's not what the tribe name is.
What is it then?
Mahas is the whole area of like the north.
No, my heart, Teddy. No, my tune is my heart.
So I actually don't know the tribe name. Oh. I do remember mom saying it, but I forgot it. But the specific tribe I'm from is in Mahas, but it's not called.
So what's the tribe name then? Go on.
So Mahas is like the northern side of Sudan.
Oh my god.
So obviously, guys, I'm from North Sudan. I am literally from the villages up north.
So what we've gathered today is that Dua's a liar and a fraud. She's from Egypt.
Yeah. We do share the same border. But
that's so crazy. Now tell them all the words you know in Somali.
Yeah.
Okay, Namajin is Bakorta Lagashada.
Okay.
Basko Kujira.
Okay.
Namajin is. What do you say when that person's over there?
Like, yeah. Yeah. What do you say?
What do you say for the girl? Nan Kafiri.
No. Close. Close.
You say
Kim K.
She has Nimro.
Wait.
Keep going. I'm on a roll. Quick him.
Nakta.
Yes.
Donkey Mask.
Now, what do you say when you see someone who's got, like, a big bum?
Foot away! Wait, what do you say when, Mahaitari?
Yeah!
Why the hell am I forgetting everything? I literally know so much. Anyways, guys, it's been your girl with a foot away, do a fara.
I'm joking.
Naya,
shush.
What are you? And on that note, guys.
What a nigga almost.
Shy. On that note, guys. Shy telephone. Mazaki Dixon. Anamabasiva. Why?
And see you guys in the next episode. Guys,
link me at Nimshi Sharhani.
Yeah, she said, Link
Yaha Bimazan.
Let's go to Sharhani.
She said, link me at
Sharhani.
Yes.
With Gahwa Bimazan.
But Sharhani
doesn't exist anymore.
In Tasuka. Oh, he doesn't exist anymore.
There's no more Sudan. Free us.
Pray for Sudan.
Pray for them, guys.
Check the link in there. Check.
I remember last year you were like, next year I can't come to Sudan.
Yeah, but you lot are never serious.
We come to
Egypt though. It's my next home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was there like a couple months ago.
Yeah, no, you haven't been to Cairo,
babe. I know. But I'm actually going to go there without you.
I'm coming. What do you mean?
Come on.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for coming. And on that note, we'll see you in the next episode.
Peace! The thing?
Yeah, testing.
Because
the moment they saw us testing, the moment they saw us recording, yeah, that's you, that's his influence. They feel, come on. Keep lying. Because the moment you press record, you lock my energy.
I do what I can for the people, do you get it? Yeah.
Play. Rewind.
We got you involved.
I'm unlocking the character.
Oh my god.
Oh.